It's time for us to chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week, and we are thrilled to have with us right now Iris Dahl, freshman over at Washington High School. She just wrapped up a phenomenal cross-country season with a seventh-place finish at the 3A State Championships. I think pretty close to medaling in every race this year for you. How does it feel to finish off that kind of season?
Feels pretty good. Going into it, I did not have these expectations. I did not think I was going to do this well, so it just feels really good.
When did you first kind of pick up running as something that you really like doing?
Seventh grade. My sister actually paid me to go out, so all thanks to her. But it's just something that I guess it helps me after like a stressful day. Just go out, and then I can just run and. It just takes my mind off things, and yeah.
I've heard it once or twice from great cross-country runners that a sibling or somebody basically did have to force them to do it for the first time. Was it kind of that sort of situation where at the beginning it was like, this is the worst thing ever, why am I doing this? And you had to fight yourself to eventually realize, oh, I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah, actually in the beginning I was one of those sprint walk people, so I just sprinted for like 15 meters and I walked for like half a mile. But then I still stayed up with everyone, but I just sprinted and walked, so it was...
I'm one of those walk people, so you're doing better than I was already. What do you feel like is maybe the biggest thing you had to adjust or change once you got to high school after running in middle school?
Just no walking. I guess I walked a lot in middle school, but and just don't really think about it when you're running. You just go out and do it, and then... Because I didn't really, couldn't tell a difference between the first practice, I think we ran like 6 miles. And then last year, I don't think I ran over 3 miles. So I couldn't really tell a difference. If it's just, you have to change your mindset and keep like the goal in reach.
Talking to Iris Dahl of the Washington Demons cross country team. She's our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Seventh place finish at state this year for the freshman. You're part of a younger team. A lot of your teammates are freshmen and sophomores. I don't think there was anybody older than a sophomore with you at state. So does that kind of, you know, just help you get mentally in a nice place knowing, oh, I've run with these girls for a couple years now?
Yeah, well, it really helps because our team bond, we've really tried to get everyone like together, and we're all like really good friends now, so I think that helps a lot. And just knowing that everyone else is just as nervous as I am, and that we've all done it before after like the first race, that we could go out all together and know we can go and win.
Yeah, you guys did a ton of that as a team this year, conference championship. I think you won your district, and you guys were top 10 at state. Even though you've had individual success, how much was that one of the things that was preached to you when you got here to high school running? We do need to still run as a team and make sure we all have success.
It's really important to me how my team does. I'd say I care about more about the team than probably my individual placing, so... Even if I don't do good that day, but we still do great as a team, I still feel like accomplished at the end because we still did great as a team. So,
between that and the boys' team, which is obviously very good this year, do you feel like that's maybe one of the slight edges you have, is that just to beat somebody in practice every day, you have to be a really good runner?
Yeah, you have to do that, and the coaches really help to push us, and they're really, really good coaches.
Iris Dahl is with us, Washington Demons freshman. She's our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Obviously, now you got your first high school offseason ahead of you. What are kind of the plans and the things you want to do to stay in running shape and then also get a little bit better?
I think this offseason I'm going to go in it, and I'm going to take probably a 2 or 3 week break. And then I might just, it depends on the weather, I might just start running like once a week maybe, and then I'll just start lifting, and then I'll start like doing like speed and agility and stuff and get ready for the track season.
What do you think you're going to do for the most part, distance events again in track?
Probably 800s. Okay. And 400s maybe.
Okay. No hurdles though mixed in there, right?
No.
Yeah, cross country running doesn't make you jump any more than you need to, so The last thing I wanted to ask you, Iris, is the sponsor of Athlete of the Week, Jet Physical Therapy. They pride themselves on their motto, which is movement is our medicine. It's a running sport, cross country. So you're already inherently moving, but what are some of the movements people maybe don't immediately think of or they don't see that you feel like are very important to helping you have success?
Stretching is really important because I think if we didn't like stretch as much and get the time that we could stretch as much, then we would not feel good. Then it would not feel good when you go home, when you lay down, you'd be so sore and it just wouldn't be like exciting as a sport if you just go home and are sore all the time. So that really helps stretching, I think.
I think one other one people don't realize is after you get done running a race, most of the time you run a second one, essentially. Yeah. Your cool down, right?
You have to do a cool down because you can't just get down and sit down on the ground or lay down right after you finish. You have to do the cool down and get everything out of your legs so you're not feeling worse tomorrow.
Well, I would say whatever your process has been, it's been pretty good so far. Congratulations on an awesome season, on what you did at State, and we wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you.